here's a story from The World.
Let's not get too ahead of ourselves, but here in the U.S., life is starting to feel sort of normal. Fans at ball games, seeing movies in theaters, even going to concerts.
It's times like these to learn to live again.
It's times like these we learn to live again, an apt metaphor from the Foo Fighters there, in concert last week at New York's Madison Square Garden for vaccinated fans. Yes, therein lies a key. If you were vaccinated, you could rock on in person. These amazing vaccines, and they are amazing, are allowing us to largely return to the way things used to be. That's exciting, but maybe you're still feeling a little weird about things. I know I am.
It's good to remind ourselves that all change is stressful.
Karisann Konen is a psychiatric epidemiologist at Harvard School of Public Health. She researches traumatic stress and says even good change can be hard.
You know, feeling anxiety after not doing something or avoiding something for this, as long as we have 16, 17 months, that is normal for everyone. The real issue is if the anxiety is getting in the way of things you actually want to do.
Here's something all parents want to do, send the kids back to school. But Konen says also remember their feelings because the pandemic has been especially hard on kids.
What we've learned is there's really no replacing in-person contact between kids and teachers.
When the coronavirus first struck, schools simply were not prepared. With a year now of knowledge, Konen says communities need to do a better job getting ready for the students.
We can't just expect the schools to deal with kids' mental health without additional resources to do so.
There won't be quick fixes. It takes time getting used to the new way of doing things. Same goes for people returning to the office. Konen says there are just a lot of things that are out of our hands.
We like to feel like we're in control. We like to feel like we can predict the future. And I think with the challenges that we all are going to need to live with a certain amount of uncertainty.
Add in the Delta variant, ever-changing guidance on when and where to mask up. Konen says all of this uncertainty means it's even more important for governments to prioritize policies that support mental health. Konen spoke with The World for a live discussion this week about mental health and the pandemic. You can watch the video of the full conversation at theworld.org.